Bubble.
M0TR.
Zip 4IQ, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Talked to Bob a little bit yesterday. Oh, what else has happened? Our kids got home from Aruba. And Bernice has got a new dishwasher sitting here in the floor. We're trying to figure out when Costco's is supposed to call us to get it put in.
Let them do the work. Did your other dishwasher give up the ghost?
It was needing some repairs, and we just decided that for the amount you give to get things repaired anymore, it just wasn't feasible because the dishwasher was, I'd say it was at least 8 or 9 years old.
That is a lot, too. She does a lot of cooking. Well, that's good. Congratulations. What kind of did you get?
An LG. It's top of the line. Probably more than we needed, but you're right. She does use it a lot. And it even has steam cleaning somehow in there. I don't know. I just got what she wanted. And I think it's 54 decibels, so it's a, there's less than that, wasn't it?
46.
Yeah, 46 decibels. It was the quietest one, and I'm a light sleeper, so that sounded good.
Well, that's good. That sounds like a good quiet one. I think we replaced ours, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. And they were touting how quiet it was, but I can't tell you how many dB it was. I'd take the old one out, and the dishwasher was there when we moved in. And it worked really good. The old one did. But it finally gave up. And I pulled it out, and I had to install a, it was hardwired. Had Romex hardwired to the dishwasher. So I installed an outlet there. And before they would come out and quote-unquote install it, I think I got it from Home Depot or somebody like that, the new one. They required that there be an outlet there. So I said, okay. But it's not much to install in one of those. But anyway, congratulations. That's good. And I know you enjoy having, Bernice will enjoy having the new one. I'm headed up to go to a restaurant and have some lunch. Probably get a salad.
This is M0TR. Well, Bill, I installed the last one, and I'm just not able to anymore. I can't lift very much, and when I get down like that, I get leg cramps real bad. Beyond the threshold of pain that you can stand when I'm squatting or like getting under a sink. I tried some of that the other day on a faucet here, and so I just give up the ghost, I guess, and I'm going to let them put it in. Well, this one's got insulation around the outside of it, and it should be a good one. As much as it cost, of course, it was the highest price one they had there over at Costco's. But it's even got LED lights on the inside of it. What I did is I put a 4-inch octagon box, and then I have a single pole switch next to it down there. And so all they have to do is hook up 3 wires in that octagon box and hook up the drain, and you're good to go. It's just the lifting and all that to get it in there. I hope it fits. It's supposed to. And we've taken it out of the box, so it better fit. Anyways. Well, I heard you got a new radio. It's a Jesus. And I heard you talking to somebody about it the other day, and I was busy. Bob said your TS-2000 shot trap.
Vlad couldn't fix it. It was, I don't know what happened. He said there's a lot of corrosion on the boards and whatnot, and I don't know where that came from. But anyway, he said he fixed one part of the board working, and then the other part stopped. He said he finally just gave up on it. But that's fine. I got my money's worth out of it. I had it almost 20 years, so I got my money's worth out of it. It was a good radio, and we just, for his time he spent on it, which he spent a lot of time trying to get it to work, I just gave him the radio. He could use it for spare parts. And I think he works on quite a few TS-2000. He said he had already, I'm trying to remember when, this was last fall. He said in 2020 he had already worked on 5 TS-2000. And Ken Norton had to scrub his TS-2000. He had taken enough to Vlad, and I think it had been struck by lightning, as I recall. That's always a bad thing. You never know what else is going to go. But anyway, yeah, it's a FT-991A. It's really good for what I wanted to use it. I needed something for VHF and UHF and for multi-mode. Plus, of course, it's HF. And I think its closest competitor would be an ICOM 7300, which does not have the UHF and VHF. But this is, it's got, you know, display on the front and waterfall, and it's got a really nice color display. It's all menu driven, and it takes some learning. If you're not used to the Yaesu menus, especially on touchscreen, it took me a while to figure out what was going on. But now that I've been using it, I really do like it. I use it quite a bit, just for rag chewing and stuff like that. But I still use the 590s for all my contesting and really my DXing. I've been using the FT-991A a lot on FT-8. I've been working quite a bit of good DX up on FT-8. I just turn it on in the mornings and see what's around, see what I need. N4IQ.
GR. Well, fine business, Bill. Sounds like you're happy with it. I've heard of a lot of people that are very satisfied with that. I didn't realize it was multi-mode and had VHF and UHF in it, too. I personally don't want something that has both, because if one fails, well, you've lost both modes. But you're quite redundant with your TS-590s. the only place I'd go now would be the 870. But I just can't see that it'd be that much of a advantage to the 590. The 590s work so well. So that's my comment on that. I wanted to brief you about the kids. They actually got tested at the hotel before they come back. But when they got back and got to Atlanta last night at 7:23, the plane was there. They got back from Aruba actually about 20 minutes early, if that. And it was perfectly on time. And I don't know. I know they had to go through customs before they got on the plane, so I don't know if they had to once they got there or not. But they went out to get their baggage, and what was it, 9:30 before they got their baggage? It was a couple of hours before they got their baggage. This is Gerald TR. Then they go out to ride the tram out to the car lot, and they waited and waited and waited, and they got two boys with them, you know, age 14 and 12. They're tired out from a long trip, And it was like a couple of hours before the tram got there, something like that. So Scott, her husband, took a taxi out to the car and was going to bring it back. And the tire, one of the tires was flat on their SUV. I don't know whether he had to change it, or I think he just got air in it from somebody. It had a slow leak. By that time, I guess they caught a tram out to the car. And by the time they got out of there, it was, what time, Bernice? About 10:30? And they got in at 7:23. She said it was just a tremendous mess. And what made things worse, and I always take earplugs when I go on a plane, because somebody's going to have a crying baby, and I can't stand that. They use that as a torture method in survival camp when you was locked in a black box. I can't stand crying babies anymore. Anyways, they had a, not crying, but screaming baby for 20 minutes while they were sitting there waiting to go ahead and pull up to the gate, because they got there early. And you'd think at 7:30 in the evening on a Wednesday that they could have at least got their baggage down to them and got them out of there in less than 2 hours. So I got a zillion texts this morning, and she was less than happy, Bill, in 4IQ and 0TR.
The joys of traveling on planes. Oh, my goodness. We went through something like that. We're coming back from Mexico, Elena and I, and it was my older brother and his wife. This has been a few years back, but oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, just... something very similar. Could even be worse. I won't go into all details, but customs closed the gates early at our destination, which was Charlotte. So just before the plane was ready to land, the plane had to go all the way back to Atlanta. Then we had to onboard, get all our, go through customs, get back on the plane, and then continue the journey to Charlotte when we got off. And it was wee hours the mornings when we got home. I do not enjoy traveling on airplanes. And that's kind of some of my thinking about not going to Aruba. Just all the hassle to begin with. And I don't know. I just don't want to put up with that stuff anymore. It's not worth it. But I'm sorry that happened to them. And I know they were just glad to get home. N4IQ.
Very true. Yeah, we had one time, and I don't remember where the flight was from. And this, he appeared to be of Indian culture, from India or the Middle East anyways, just judging by complexions. And anyways, you know how parents are politically correct now and don't want to correct their children. Well, this one little booger sitting right behind my seat was kicking the back of my seat enough to give you kidney failure. And so I thought, well, he'll quit. Well, he didn't. And so I give him a dirty look and looked back at him, and I thought I'd scare him. Well, no, that didn't work. So I asked the dad if he would please have the children quit kicking my wife's and my seat. And so he told him not to. And, you know, it wasn't 5 minutes, and they started to do it again. And that time I raised my voice some. And, you know, nowadays, they'd probably arrested me and taken me off the plane or flew the plane back to where it was coming from.
The joys of traveling on airplanes. It's so wonderful. Oh, but when I was a working guy in engineering, good Lord of mercy, I traveled way too much A lot of it is over to the west coast. A lot of it is up into, you know, places like Minnesota. And I mean, it wasn't just the hop and a jump. It long trips. And sometimes it's really bad weather. Just, oh my God. I got so sick of it. That is really bad. That's one of the things you have to put up with. There's not much you can do about it when you have a bad experience. When, I think Bob probably told you, or me or somebody, that when we went to Prince Edward Island, we had an experience like that. There was one lady on there who was causing a lot of problems. They finally, when we got to the airport in Canada, Newfoundland, the Canadian police came on board and grabbed her and took her off the plane, and she was sitting there with two policemen on either side of her when we got off the plane. that same lady was on the airplane when we went back. Coincidence. I tell you what, she didn't act the same on the way back.
Nowadays, they just absolutely don't put up with that kind of stuff. But these parents that don't make their children mind and think that's doing them good, that just don't conform with my old-fashioned, redneck, narrow-minded type of thing. My kids, when they were in the stores, they minded. That reminds me of a quick story I'll tell you. We was in a Penny's down in Joplin, Missouri at one time. And this gentleman was older than us. He said, "My," he says, "it's great to see children that act that well." Well, you know me, I'm always joking around. And I didn't realize his wife was within earshot. And I said, he says, "How do you do that?" And I said, "Well, I just slap them around once a week, whether they need it or not." And she was a school teacher. You talk about getting flogged by an old hen. I apologized over and over, and my wife said, "No, you never touched them." And, "Well, you shouldn't say things like that." And I said, "Well, I was smiling and laughing when I did." But you got to be careful nowadays.
You got to be careful. Somebody pull out a gun. You know. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, that's just... Tom, you're gonna force me to start getting into a tirade about liberalism.
You mean communism, don't you, Bill?
Got a difference in them. Of course, they won't admit it. Socialists and liberals. But anyway, every time I go get my hair cut, the guy cuts my hair. He fills my ear with all that liberal stuff. I just tell him, just cut my hair.
Back in Kansas, we would say, if somebody done me that way, I'd get a bad case of closed pores. No, I couldn't stand that. It's pathetic, is all I can say, Bill. And I guess we shouldn't even say anything, but it just scares me to death. And I hope it changes. And the newspaper this morning said more people were leaning towards liberalism than conservative now. That's because they give them all the free ballots when they mail them to everybody on the street and everything. I don't understand that. They're all griping about that Georgia law. Any place you go, you got to have an ID. And it's free. They even offer to take them down and get one. So I see no problem with that. But everything nowadays is racist, Bill. And like I said about those kids kicking their chairs on the flight, if the father had it corrected them, he'd have probably got kicked off.
Well, I'll just say one more thing, and then we better stop. But when people are bombarded 24 hours a day with one point of view on all the media, then it's not like things going to change anytime soon, and probably won't at all. So that's just the way it is. Most of them might think, well, they won, and they probably have.
Happens with Republicans on Fox and the others, too. That's why I'm an independent and listen to them both. You get both sides of the story. Hi, Bill. Hi, Tom. Kevin in 4XL.
Well, good morning, Kevin. Yeah. Yeah, we best keep politics and religions off of here, but... Bill, you know how I feel about that. But at any rate, did you see where that NFL or NBA player, I think it was NBA player, there was a picture of him, a big black guy anyways, who'd been in the NBA 10 years, I think, killed a doctor and his wife that was 70 and 69, and the grandkids who were like 5 and 9, and even shot a contractor that was over there. And he lived in the neighborhood with him. Rock Hill. You know where that's at. I don't, but it's up towards Charlotte. That was splattered all over this morning. The only thing we watch is the morning news on Fox. And the rest of it's all, how did they say that in Russia? Propaganda. N4IQ and 0TR.
Well, let me put it this way. I do not watch any TV news anymore. Now, I might occasionally go on internet streaming and find some, but I get three newspapers. I get the Wall Street. I get Epic Times, and I get the Post and Courier. So I get pretty broad view, but I refuse to watch TV anymore. I don't even watch Fox. So, as far as I'm concerned, we have cable still. Because that, me, I just get rid of it. There's some programs on there that Lane likes. But if it's up to me, they would be gone as well. But I do not watch TV news at all. Anyway, well, Kevin, what you up to? I'm not far from my destination, probably another 5 minutes, and I'll be gone here. N4XL, N4IQ.
I do a lot of world news, too. I limit myself to the U.S. Sometimes the Republicans bring things up that definitely are a good point. A lot of the stuff you were talking about, I agree with wholeheartedly. Sometimes the Democrats bring things up, too, and just amazing that how many people, as you said, watch one side, and you only get to one side, and that's all you hear, and then they don't even consider the opposite viewpoint. But, Bill, I told you I was digging up all them grounds and running a bunch of new cables. I did that. And, some of the ground settled in where I used the trencher, so I'm not taking a break from filling that in. And working on one of these N1MM presentations. Dave AFP had wanted something about setup, so I think I'm going to do that one first. How about you, Tom? Anything new in your world?
No, not especially. Got their kids back from Aruba, and that makes me feel good. It used to be, if you went out of the country and you had an American passport, you know, from the U.S., you were pretty safe, but that ain't the case anymore. Oh, shoot. Anyways, Bill, I better let you go. You're getting near your destitution there. Glad to hear you're happy with the new radio. We'll have to talk about that more down the line. And I better get over here and start figuring out to call the concierge up at Costco's about getting this dishwasher put in, or the wife's going to be slapping me around. Then she wants me to sharpen all her knives in the kitchen, too. That's an affair. My wife's a farmer, and you know what they do to knives, don't you? And she's liable to use a dull one on me. Take care, Bill. And don't take any of that guff from the barber. The only thing, I turn on Fox 21 of a morning, which is the local news channel down here on I-85. And I mainly want the weather, and that's about it. And the rest of it, we don't watch any world news. N4IQ in 0TR73, Bill.
Watch your fingers now. So when I talk to you next time, I want to, once you tell me you got all 10 of them. And I like that new radio. It's not a replacement for my 590s at all. It's a replacement for my TS2000 and the multi-mode up on the VHF and UHF. And having the HF part of it's just a plus. I use it for the rag chewing and nits and FT8, that sort of stuff. But I still like my 590s. 590 is really good for contesting. All right. Well, Kevin, I haven't forgot about your request. I actually printed that out. It's sitting on my desk. This week has been yard week, and I promised Lane I would be working out there. So like I said, probably sometime next week I'll have that information that you asked for. And the other thing I was wondering about real quick was why you asked about the push to talk. What'd you find out about that, over?
There's so much in N1MM that doesn't make sense, and I'm not a computer guy, just barely. And I don't, a lot of that I don't understand, but you got all them fancy check boxes. In fact, I got the slide up now, looking at it, and I'm editing that particular slide. It says TTT via radio command, SSD mode, CW mode, and all that crap. And if you don't really dig into it, it doesn't make sense when you need them and when you don't. So I was wondering, since you're controlling the 590s directly, and I'm going through a microham unit, if you had to check them for yours. And since you don't, and a few other people don't, I figure the only time you really need that, or actually N1MM uses your radio selection mode to send a command to key it, and it doesn't care about them. And there was a thing on the N1MM reflector from K9, whatever it was, I don't remember his call. But he said a type of instance where you need that is if you're using like a signal link, and for some reason your radio is, the signal link is between N1MM and your radio, and it interrupts the signal going to your radio, then he says that's where you need to check this. That situation is N1MM.
You're extremely noisy in the last, probably the last 20% of that. Didn't get any of that, but and you would have to check one of those if you were using like FL Digi. FL Digi, that's with N1MM, which I have used before, like for PSK. I think I probably use one of those boxes for push to talk. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm here. I'll say 73s, and enjoyed the chat with both of you guys this morning. And here it is, 11:30. I'm gonna go in and have my breakfast and my lunch. N4IQ 73.
N4IQ N4XL.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
He was leaving too, Rusty, but I'll acknowledge you. How you doing today? This is Kevin, N4XL.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, I heard Bill when he checked out. And I have had to be at the doctor's office for labs and an echocardiogram this morning. And then I just, as he was talking about, I just finished my breakfast lunch with a chicken biscuit from Bojangles. So I'm on my way back to the house now and try to do a few things on the radio myself today.
I don't know if you heard before that, for the Slot Fox contest group, a few people have asked about some information about N1MM, and said I'd do a presentation on it. So I'm taking a break from yard work. I was working on that for a minute or two, but probably ought to get back out there and fiddle again for some. But what you think you're going to be doing to the radio, I'm just thinking about it, looking at it, rather than actually working it.
Not going to be doing a whole lot on the radio. I've got to set up some macros in my DM780. One of the groups I belong to, 3905 Century Club, I call a lot of nets for them. And they're wanting me to start calling some digital nets. So I've got to set up macros for the for all of the stuff that's standard and making lists and things like that. So that's one of the things I'm going to be working on. And also got to, because I'm the secretary for the club, I've also got to file our papers with the state of Florida, where we are incorporated, and send them their annual payment, so we won't lose our incorporation papers down there, you know, all of that technical stuff that needs to be done.
I see your call pop up here and there every now and then, besides hearing you on the radio. Mark Tarpley's message pops up, and you're in there quite a bit, too. And I guess I haven't got too much in club officer stuff over the years, a time or two way back, but more or less do a lot of training and sharing information, whatever. I think I know enough to say something without being completely wrong. But it's good to do different things here and there. And I used to fiddle around with the 3905 group when I lived in Rhode Island. So some of the people liked me up there when I was in the service. I used to work a lot of Rhode Island people up there. Good little thing to get into. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been a member of the club since 2001 or 2002, I think, is when I got my 100-point certificate. And I've been the club secretary for the last couple of years now. I got elected a year ago and just got reelected. And I also call nets for them. I'm a net control station, and I'm also picking up two other jobs to go with the secretary job, the club's historian and club recorder, getting those duties added to mine. So in between that and being the South Carolina section traffic manager, that's where I deal with Mark all the time, and doing contests here. And then of course I'm a barbershopper. I sing barbershop, and this past November the Carolinas district, which is what my chapter is part of, decided to elect me as the events vice president, which means I have to work on all of our conventions that we have and plan those and authorize the hotels and all that stuff. So I'm getting to work on that too, and everything that goes along with it. So I pick up things here and pick up things there, and sing in choir at church, and getting ready to play handbells when we start rehearsing again. So all kinds of little things to keep me busy and keep me out of trouble. And I'll keep this 74-year-old body going, which I'll be about next Tuesday, come along. W2 T-Mobile.
I'll tell you to do crossword puzzles and stuff. Here sounds a little more complicated than that.
And I will sit down in the evening, and if I'm watching something on TV, I'll be reading a book at the same time. So, or if I'm on the computer playing games, I'll be listening to music on the radio or something. You know, and it's like the other night, I was checked into a net and working the net, and also doing some stuff on the computer at the same time. So, I hate not doing any, you know, sitting around and doing nothing. That does not set with me. I've been active for all of my years. After 26 years in the military, retired from there, and then 25 years of chasing the kids up and down the football fields every Thursday and Friday night refereeing, you know, I just keep going. That's what I am.
You said I always hear your call popping up or something or other. definitely makes a difference. The ones who don't enjoy old age usually seem to be the ones who sit in front of the TV a lot and just get kind of wrapped up in that. You got to have outside interest. That's why I was glad I got ham radio, although who knows what it'll be 10 or 15 years from now. I'm retired, but I'm only 62 now. My wife's a bit older than me, so I left the workforce early to spend some time with her before we couldn't do things. And I've been enjoying it quite a bit. Get more and more involved in radio, stuff like that. Well, Rusty, let me let you go. I need to head on upstairs, like I said. Get back out there and fiddling in the yard. Try to make up for some of the mess I did with some trenching. I had to go across the asphalt driveway and dig it all up. That's got to be repaired. A little bit of work in there. So we'll talk to you later. That'll be U2TN4XL.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day. And it's gotten up. Well, my thermometer on the car says it's 68 out here where I am now, and it's supposed to get up into the mid-70s today. So, and I'll look for a little overcast. Maybe it'll rain a little bit later. I don't know. Anyway, you take it easy. We'll talk at you later. 73's W2T clear.
KQOS, Whiskey 961. KQOS, Whiskey 961.
Access, listening.
KB4 CPA.
Good morning. I think it's still morning, yeah. It's like 10 to 12.
You got 10 more minutes. I don't know how well I'm making the repeater. I'm on my way back to from Columbia. Coming up 26.
It's fencing, not too bad. Not too bad.
Be dropping in and out. I'm on level ground right now, but you know how this road dips up and down. So it's kind of like a roller coaster, a slow roller coaster ride.
Gotcha. Yeah, sometimes around here, depending on where I am in the Greenville area, I kind of the repeater gets real noisy.
If you get out in the hallway, you're probably gonna lose me.
Here as long as I can. They're gone. And we'll talk to you when you get a little signal back. KB2HXS mobile.
I got you now. KB4CBA.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, you definitely fell into a little bit of a pit there. The cruise down to Columbia, or is that a work cruise down to Columbia and back?
Call it pleasure. I met my our oldest daughter down in Columbia. She lives in Somerville, and we had our oldest grandson with us for a couple of days. And so my wife is in bed sick with the results of the second COVID shot, and I was the only one that could drive him down. So I'm just buzzing up the road in my Mustang here. I'm following. Sure, I just want to see how fast he's going to go.
Oh, that's right. You're the one with the loud exhaust that day that you held the mic out the window and gunned it a little bit?
That's probably all you'd hear was wind noise.
Don't get in trouble for me. Yeah, I got to run a box over to FedEx for my missus. She did some pillows up for a client up in New York, so I'm going to mail them up.
Speed limit, we've been going anywhere from 60 to 90, so it depends. Right now, these driving trailers, they won't stay out of the left lane, and they're just clogging up everything.
Are they not in the left lane around here? I didn't think they were.
It's only a four lane. If it was six, they're required to stay in the two outside lanes, and that at least the inside, the inner left lane open for cars, but there's one, two, three driving trailers in front of me. Probably go about half a mile an hour faster than the one beside them.
I drove for a lot of years, so I got it. In that left lane where it says truck restrictions, boy, that's a big dollar ticket right there.
My wife used to travel to Columbia a good bit, and she actually got pulled over by Highway Patrol. She would pass this truck going up the hill, and then he would pass her, going down, and 'cause she had her cruise on, so she was going the same speed. And so anyway, and this went on and on and on. So finally, she pulled over and got in front of the truck driver, and she looked up, and there was a flashing blue light behind her. And he basically just told her, she said, "You're going to let him have the road because he's bigger than you are."
Kind of tough to stop 80,000 pounds on a dime. Yeah, she could have got seriously hurt if something happened.
Get any of that?
I said, no, I agree with the officer because it's very difficult to stop 80,000 pounds on a dime, especially if a car pulls in front of them and hits the brakes. It's happened to me many times. The cars come over, they cut you off, they think you can stop. Oh, big truck, big brakes. Like, no. There's a reason why we have big brakes.
Well, that's something I'm trying to do is, one thing is cut over on one because they say you should be able to see both headlights in the rearview mirror before you get over. So, that's usually my rule of thumb.
Not true with anything, a regular four-wheel vehicle or 18-wheel or anything. I mean, heck, you don't want to play with a big truck. They got a lot more weight, and they'll run you right over.
I had a lady in White Hampton the other day, and she cut over on me, and then she looked up in her rearview mirror and saw that I was on her bumper, and she slammed on her brake. So naturally, I had to slam on my brake, and she thought I was at fault. I mean, actually, if I'd have hit her, I'd have been at fault. But she thought I was the reason I was on her bumper, and it was all her own stupid fault. She didn't see me.
Yeah, I'm going to seriously invest in a good dash cam. I was looking at one online the other day. I forget the name of it now, but I'm going to look at it's a dual channel dash cam. It's got the front and rear camera, and Yeah, there's too much stupidness going on out here right now.
I have one face it forward. There's more going on in front of me than there is behind me. I'm not really worried about what's going on behind me as much as I am in front of me. But anyway, if anything happens, and I have recorded a few events and saved them on the computer. But it takes good HD color video and audio, so it wasn't very expensive. I fixed the windshield, plug a cigarette lighter, and let her rip.
Expensive ones out there that hook up to your phone and upload the video to Google, and I don't want all that. I just want it to be internal, and if I believe it'll continue to record, it'll go back 30 minutes at any given time. As soon as you hit the button, it'll save like a 30-minute or a 15-minute slot of video or something. It'll and it'll keep that segment of it. I think, and I even think that's adjustable too.
Bigger memory card in this one, but it just, what it does is it just loops, and so you know, if I need to capture an event, I just go ahead and pop the card out and pop it in the computer as soon as I get home and download it to my computer so I have it on file.
I think some of them, what you do, it, like you say, it's a continuous loop or whatever the loop time is, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. And then when you hit the button, it'll save the previous 30 minutes or 15 minutes or however you have it set up. And then you can go on, it'll store it in a chip until you get home and clear it out.
Real nice feature. They've got one you can put on your rearview mirror. And but my mirror has a couple of sensors on it, and it would block those sensors, and I wouldn't be, they wouldn't be of any use, and I need them. So I don't want that type. I guess they make them that stick to the windshield that do front and rear.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I want. I want to run the cable back, and I want to do a nice professional install. So, and this way it's small enough. It's about the size of a lipstick, a tube of lipstick. It goes around the windshield, you hardly see it. That's where I'm going to be. I want to be inconspicuous.
I got right at the top of my windshield, and the cable is up. I ran it through the headliner down the A-pillar on the passenger side, and then it comes through the dash, and then the wire comes out of the dash for about 6 inches and plugs into the cigarette lighter, or, you know, what we used to call a cigarette lighter. And anyway, and the only thing I don't like about this car is I don't have a plug like that cuts off with a switch. These plugs are hot all the time, so I have to remember to unplug it.
Well, they make ones, I believe, that plug into the harness, so that if you do, like, if you get pulled over, you can actually, you have it on record that how fast you were going. Kind of keeps you honest, too, because if you pull it up for the nice, friendly officer and say, well, sir, I was doing the speed limit, here's the proof.
That's true. I tell you, I used to have a GPS that, well, the one on my phone, I use, I think, Maps. I don't know if it's Google Maps or what, but anyway, and it'll tell you if you're going over the speed limit. It tells you what the speed limit is, and then it turns red if you're going over it.
Maps will do that. But anyway, let me get out of here. I'm at FedEx. Got to drop this box off, and I'll be back in the vehicle shortly. KB2HXS will be designated for a few minutes.
Hey, KB4CBA mobile, just hit 385, so got it about another 45 minutes, I guess.
Turn, KB2HXS.
There, KB4CBA.
I kind of figured that. Yeah, I'm going to make one more stop, and I'm heading back to the house. And I'm going to be working in the oratory. I already had my excitement for the day. I was blowing the leaves up in the corner of my property and uncovered a copperhead.
That was exciting. Was it a grown or a small one?
Oh, no, he was a big one. I took care of him.
Well, I've got some black snakes in the backyard, but two or three of them, but I rarely see them. In fact, I didn't even see them last summer, Some are four lines. I saw a couple of them out, but, you know, if I walked toward them, they would just go, you know, go away from me. So, you know, as long as you don't try to corner them, they won't bother you.
The wife out, and she's like, get away from that thing. Oh, my God. So I ran and got my friendly neighborhood silent partner and took care of him.
I have several of those.
Mine in a couple of spots, so he's no longer with us.
I slowed this thing down a couple of miles an hour at certain speed. It's noisier on the highway, and if I slow it down just a tad, it's not near as bad. So it gets a little annoying.
RPMs, and you just, you know, you get that sonic, you know, it hits like a certain sonic frequency, and it just makes you deaf in the car. Listen, I just got a phone call. I got to hang the mic up for a few minutes. I'll get back with you if you're still in there.
Roger that, KB4CBA.
KB2HXS.